As the men's NCAA Division I basketball tournament begins this week, once again, March Madness will grip much of the nation. A lot of the excitement is generated by the prospect of little schools upsetting the powerhouse universities. No team of late has played the role of giant killer better than the Bulldogs of Gonzaga University, a small private school in the state of Washington. In fact, Gonzaga has done so well at beating the favorites, many now consider the Bulldogs a team to beat. NPR's Tom Goldman reports the transition from underdog to favorite hasn't been completely smooth.
It was supposed to be a celebration. This past Sunday, Spokane, Washington braced for the happy news. The city's beloved Gonzaga Bulldogs were certain to get a high seeding, maybe as high as number 3, in the NCAA basketball tournament. They'd earned it, after all. In 1999, Gonzaga was the tournament's so-called Cinderella team, beating 3 favored schools before barely losing to eventual champion Connecticut. This year, Cinderella no more. The Bulldogs were ranked 6th in the nation, with a 29-3 one-loss record. But on Sunday, the NCAA selection committee made Gonzaga the number 6 seed in the West region, and the celebrations in Spokane were officially off.
Well, I think it's the greatest snub job in the history of the NCAA tournament.
It's unconscionable.
I mean, 29-3, what do they got to do to get a number 4? Win them all?
Good one, yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously.
From the airwaves to the dimly lit confines of Jack and Dan's Tavern, the mood in Spokane was dark this week. Jack and Dan's is owned by Jack Stockton, father of Gonzaga basketball legend and current NBA star John Stockton. The tavern is a place where tales about Bulldogs basketball flow as easily as the Alaskan amber beer. But not on this day. The half-dozen men at the bar drank in stony silence. Local newspaper columnist John Blanchette explained, while the lower seating potentially means a tougher path through the tournament, that isn't the real reason for townspeople's anger.
I think mostly people are not so much upset with the kind of draw that they got, but just the fact that they didn't get that validation. When you get something special, you want it to be acknowledged. And this team, this program, has developed into something special.
Gonzaga is one of just 3 schools in the nation to have its men's basketball team advance to the round of 16 in each of the last 3 NCAA tournaments. The other 2 schools, Duke and Michigan State, won the last 2 championships and are basketball factories. Gonzaga is a small Catholic school in remote eastern Washington. Going deep in the tournament 3 straight years is the biggest sports happening in Gonzaga and Spokane history, says John Blanchette, although it's not as sudden as many outside the region think.
The misnomer here is that they are an overnight success. This is a program that's been good for 20 years.
The Bulldogs, says Blanchette, were competitive regionally throughout the 1980s and then started breaking through nationally in the 90s. Gonzaga made the final push to prominence by testing itself against top national teams during the regular season. The Bulldogs, says coach Mark Few, also sought out quality players, many from here in the Northwest, who wanted something more meaningful out of their basketball experience.
They're very good players who buy into team first, you know, and I think that might be rare in this day and age.
Gonzaga basketball doesn't get a lot of national TV exposure. Spokane doesn't offer the big city setting some players crave. But junior forward Zach Gord agrees. The team's sense of family and community among players seems to be a bigger pull for some recruits.
It's a big part of our message, and it's still a big part of our message. When guys come on campus, we try and let our own players sell the program, and the type of things that we do together on and off the floor are what I think what attracts a lot of kids here.
Shuts up!
All teams talk about togetherness, but the Bulldogs do seem to practice it, literally. Before practice, they gather in a players-only circle with their arms around each other. They talk and then clasp hands and bark out a cheer. And after a botched play in practice, Coach Few shouts to the player, "Don't hang your head." And so the Gonzaga Bulldogs have arrived. The team that preaches one for all and all for one has allowed a star to emerge. Senior guard Dan Dickow has been profiled in Sports Illustrated and even had this song about him written by fans. The national media finally flocked to Spokane this year. And yes, on a bulletin board outside the gym, There's a list of Gonzaga athletic team grade point averages, and men's basketball has the lowest. All that's preventing the Bulldogs from truly being considered big time is that seeding snub. The players and coaches don't seem to have the same anger as the people of Spokane, but privately, they admit they'd love nothing better than to do what they have the past 3 years in the tournament, prove seeding means nothing compared to winning basketball games. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Spokane, Washington.